podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, I love this bit of our show. We do this every week. We call it First World Problems, where we ask you to share with us your first world problem. Okay? Whatever your first world problem is, we want you... So this is a problem that really, in the grand scheme of things, isn't a big deal at all. But in your world at this moment in time, it's wrecking your head. It's a first world problem. Text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. What is your first world problem? Jeremy is here with me.
Now, I have one that I'll give to you in a moment, Adrian, but I want to give you my friend's one first. This has to be the ultimate first world problem. Can I mention my friend's names? Yes, I will. Jackie and Kevin, and I know you're listening to the show at the moment. Jackie and Kevin have a jacuzzi out their back in a shed.
Okay, yeah.
They bought a jacuzzi about 2 years ago. They have it out in their shed in the back garden. And I was talking to Kevin last night, and he was telling me that the day before yesterday, Jackie decided to clean the jacuzzi.
And oh, right, very good, yeah.
And she put too much chlorine into the water. And Kevin arrived home from work yesterday evening and decided to go out to the shed and have a nice jacuzzi. Turned on the jacuzzi and realised that he couldn't get into it because the chlorine was burning his eyes. So poor Kevin couldn't have a jacuzzi in his house last night because there was too much chlorine in it. You'd have to feel sorry for him, wouldn't you?
You would. God love him.
He had to slum it and have a bath last night.
Instead of having lovely jacuzzi, in the shed out the back.
It's a lovely setup, by the way.
Is it?
Very cheap to do, by the way.
Really?
You literally just buy... They have like a metal...
I'm sorry, we've just a wooden barn shed. Like, you wouldn't fit a...
No, you wouldn't put in a wooden barn shed. No, but they have a metal shed out the back garden. And they just bought like a two-seater jacuzzi that they have in there. And they have a heater in it as well. Come over some night.
I will.
Party over there.
What is your first world problem? By the way, I have IMC cinema passes to give away to somebody who can share with us a funny story of a first world problem. Text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. What is your first world problem? And what is your first world problem, Mr. Dixon?
Well, now, mine is one that I think a lot of people can relate to. Went to do my shopping yesterday in Dunn's, my local Dunn's.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who do the grocery shopping in your house, I'm sure this is a first world problem for you as well. Somebody in Dunn's, my local Dunn's, took it upon themselves in the last couple of days to move all the aisles around.
Oh, right.
And change the stuff. So I'm lactose intolerant, as you know.
Yep.
And there used to be, on aisle 3 in Dunn's, used to be the dairy-free section. So I'd get all my lactose-free yogurt and all there. So... picture me in Dunn's yesterday with my basket.
Yep.
Now, I only had 20 minutes to do the shopping. I had to get the shopping done in 20 minutes. So I'm walking down, dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum, go to aisle 3, looking for my dairy-free yogurt. Nah, it's moved.
Well.
Went to aisle 4. It wasn't there. Had to hail someone down. Sorry, Mr. Dunn's, can you tell me where you've moved the dairy-free section to? Oh, it's in aisle 1 now. Why do they do that in supermarkets?
I can't answer that.
Why do they change the stuff from aisle to aisle?
To make you walk around rather than becoming familiar, yeah? If you become really familiar with the layout.
Okay, so you do know why they do it then?
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
It's to get you to travel to different parts of the shop, basically. And maybe on the way, you will spot something that you didn't need, but now you need.
So they literally hired somebody in Dunn's to move all the dairy-free stuff from aisle 3 to aisle 6.
Exactly.
That would have taken... hours and hours to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they upset me, a customer, and that's the reason they do it.
Exactly. What is your first world problem? Text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Dylan's first world problem is, I'm back in work today after nearly a month off on paternity leave.
Is it a month? Aww. Is paternity leave a month now?
Well, maybe he's given out because he didn't get 6 months or 9 months.
Well, he didn't have to pass the baby out, did
he? No, he didn't. Anyway, Dylan is back to work after nearly a month of paternity being off. What is your first world problem? Text, WhatsApp, or WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Aisling, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Aisling?
Hello.
Aisling, what is your first world problem?
Goodfellas have taken my favourite frozen pizza away.
Oh.
So I can't get my favourite one anywhere.
And what was your favourite one?
The bacon and mushroom
based pizza. I love that.
Yeah, it's nowhere to be found.
You're telling me that they've taken it off the market?
I think so. Me and my partner actually went from shop to shop one evening, craving one, and we couldn't find one.
So this is the Goodfellas bacon and mushroom pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Does now, bacon and mushroom go together?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who knew?
Well, we knew. So the Goodfellas bacon and mushroom pizza is a thing of the past now.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm absolutely devastated over it.
Now, I've good news for you. We here at 98FM spare no expense. Our team, in the 20 seconds you've been talking to us on the air, our team of researchers have found out where you can get a Goodfellas deep pan bacon and mushroom pizza.
Go on.
Super Value.
I've been in Super Value. My local Super Value does not have them.
Maybe.
I'm literally on the Super Value website here.
No, maybe they are so popular that they sell out really quickly.
Nah.
Could that be it, Aisling?
I don't know. I'd have to keep on searching. I'll go to a different Super Value then.
Right, and see. But I would be devastated equally if the bacon and mushroom pizza is gone.
Sorry, I take it all back, guys. I've just looked up. I've tried to buy it online
out
at Super
stock.
Value, and it says this product is currently not available. I've also gone on to Tesco for you. Jesus, I really want you to get that pizza. And Tesco, again, Goodfellas, bacon and mushroom. Sorry, this product is no longer available.
Oh, no.
I don't understand why they done it.
They're not good fellas. They're bad fellas.
No, there you go.
I'm assuming that they did that because it wasn't selling. But if I walked in to a freezer cabinet and I wanted a pizza, that's probably the first one I'd go for.
Yeah, now I noticed they have put different toppings out now, and it's like something beef or whatever it is, but they're not what I'm looking for. And the boxes are all new as well.
Right.
Well, what has the box been new got to do with
it? I sound like a real chunky monkey, don't
you?
No, the thing is, we all get upset when people stop producing the food that we want. I remember years ago, McDonald's used to do a dessert. It was an apple pie with ice cream on it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The apple pie a la mode. And McDonald's got rid of it. And I got really upset because it was my favourite thing. And I went into them complaining about it. And they said nobody was buying it. So if nobody's buying the stuff, they're going to get rid of it.
Hmm. Well, for another example is I use a particular type of aftershave gel, okay? And it's made by Gillette. But they took it off the market here about 3 years ago. And rather than accepting that and moving on and getting a different aftershave gel, I now order that same aftershave gel online and it comes from the States because they still make it in the States.
Yeah, but Aisling, it was like Mint Whispers. Do you remember?
What happened to them?
Yeah.
People lost their mind when Mint Whispers were taken off the shelf. Nobody ate them, lads.
Oh. And pink wafer, Cadbury snack wafers. Gone.
Oh, they're lovely.
But yeah. There's no excuse for them going off the shelf.
Yeah, very.
Anyway, thanks, Aisling.
Okay, thanks,
Goodfellas bacon and mushroom pizza is now a thing of the past. What is your first world problem? Call us right now on 6797981. Glenn, you're on 98FM. How are you, Glenn?
How are you doing?
Good, Glenn. What's your first world problem?
So I was out fishing last night and I can't catch any fish, so I have to starve for today.
So you've to starve for today because you couldn't catch any fish yesterday?
Yeah.
Now, where...
If I don't catch any fish, then you're not coming home without any dinner, so...
Jeez, that's fairly rough.
Have you ever heard of Aldi?
No.
Well, you can go and buy the fish.
You literally can. You can buy the fish already.
The closest Aldi is on the north side, so...
And come here, where do you go fishing?
Out in Dublin Bay there, where it's full of shite.
Well, it is at the moment, yeah. Yeah, it is. And
so I wouldn't hear them anyway.
Sorry, do you go fishing off a boat or off the pier?
Yeah,
or
off a boat.
Off a boat. And you didn't catch any fish yesterday?
No, none at all.
Well, as you said yourself, I'd say they've all swum away from the shite that's been circulating around Dublin Bay.
That's true.
Yeah. And not only that, a fish that you're going to catch in Dublin Bay will probably come out with like four eyes and like six gills and stuff like that, won't they though?
Should we swim in the bay anyway?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Glenn, for your first world problem. 6797981 is our telephone number. What is your first world problem? Here's Tom with his WhatsApp voice note.
My first world problem is the fact that bleeding brown Thomas have the Christmas windows up.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, the amount of publicity that that company has gotten over the last 24 hours for opening a Christmas shop in August. If I owned a shop, I'd actually open one in July for the amount of publicity they're after getting from it. I can't get my head around that. What's this?
This is live in Brown Thomas at the moment at their Christmas shop.
But there's actually people in it.
Yeah, there it is. Look. We're looking at a live video at the moment of the Christmas shop in Brown Thomas. And yeah, there's it's Dublin Live that are there. And look. Explain to people what's on the video.
Here, give us that there.
Yeah, this
for
is literally a live video. There's someone from Dublin Live who's in Brown Thomas at the moment. Have a look.
Okay, let's have a look at this now. Hang on. Let's have a listen to. Oh, hang on. Yeah, no, we'll press this here. Oh, it's not working. Okay. Anyway, yes, sorry. This is Dublin Live. They're broadcasting live. This is live from Brown Thomas.
You can hear the Christmas music in the background.
And they're showing like all the different displays, all the baubles and Christmas trees and you name it, you can actually get it. Why?
Now, I feel sorry for the staff because
they put up with this between now and Christmas.
Well, come October, they're going to hear Good King Wences about 1,000 times. All that stuff will be sold off the shelves, by the way, come October.
Well, I don't see many people in there buying. Now, there's a beautiful Christmas tree. But why? I actually agree with that first world problem. Why are Brown Thomas doing this?
Because there's a market there for it.
Who?
People.
If one person listening to this show actually bought something out of Brown Thomas today, I want to talk to you because you need psychological help. Seriously.
Well, they're selling upside-down Christmas trees in Brown Thomas.
Yeah, OK. Let's go to Dean. You're on 98FM. How are you, Dean?
Not too bad. How are you?
Dean, what is your first world problem?
I've left work early 3 times this week. Sneaked out of work. Went to the pier to take me bow out and it's splashing rain every time I go.
Sorry, you say that again. You went to do what?
I went to the pier to take the boat out.
Oh, right.
It splashes rain every time I go.
I've had a similar problem. I have to cut our hedges. Yeah, I have to trim our bushes. And every time I've gotten out the hedge trimmer, it starts pissing rain again.
So
every single day this week.
This man own a boat?
Yeah, he said he went to take the boat out.
That's
yeah.
Very impressive that you own a boat.
What sort of I skipped off work early. The 1 week I get to skip off work early and the lashes rain.
And how much does a boat cost nowadays?
I have it a while, so it doesn't really stand me out now.
Like, did you win it on a game show? They always used to give away boats on game shows.
Yeah, they did,
didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
You've won a boat. Did you win it anywhere? Or did you actually go out of your way?
I bought it.
Anyway, that is a first world problem. Mine, as I said, is every time this week I've gone to get the hedge trimmer out to cut the hedge, it starts raining.
And can you not cut the hedge in the wet?
No, not really, no. Damo has a major first world problem.
I mean, lad, my first world problem is I have a big white tan mark from wearing my Apple Watch at work. Shocking look.
I actually do as well. I'll just show you there, Jeremy. As you can see, look, big white tan mark from where I wear my Apple Watch.
How do you know someone has an Apple Watch?
They tell you.
They tell you about it. They literally do. It's the only brand of watch that someone... Would any other brand of watch you wouldn't tell someone, would you?
No, probably not. No.
I'm wearing like a Rolex or whatever. But if you have an Apple Watch,
you tell people. Yeah. Anyway, there, I have a white mark on my wrist from my Apple Watch that I have on my wrist. Thank you very much, Lee, for all of your first world problems. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.